Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At one point in time, did not look at all like he was going to be long for Toronto, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. signs a 14-year, $500 million deal to stay there. And the immediate question is, well, if Vlad Jr., who's a couple of years younger than Kyle Tucker and obviously very productive, in fact, more productive than Kyle Tucker has been, which is not a slight to Tuck, but what's Tuck going to be looking at? He's a couple of years older, but he's probably not going to get a 14-year deal, but maybe, geez, 10?
Tuck's time is coming.
To 12? And at one point in time, in the last 6 months, dude, a $300 million contract was kind of like, whoa, can we pump the brakes a little bit on that for Kyle Tucker? And then it became four. And now the ceiling is at five.
Yeah.
To me, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is to Kyle Tucker's future contract as Max Fried is to Framber Valdez's future contract. Fried just got paid this past offseason, like 8 years, $218 million. And he's had arm issues to this point in his career. Framber, knock on wood, has not. Yeah, a little older. 31, going to be 32, I believe, going into the offseason is Framber, but that dude's going to get paid. Probably more than Max Fried.
Yeah, that one's interesting. He's going to get paid. I don't know how it compared to Fried. Both guys are going to get paid. Kyle Tucker's going to get a huge contract to what you were alluding to. And I think that's why you have to try to move him and get what you can. And by the way, for the Cubs, they better sign him to that contract, because otherwise, what were you doing for just a year of his services? It's kind of like the Yankees with Juan Soto last year. They did that trade just to have the opportunity to be the first at the table to negotiate with them, and then didn't sign Juan Soto. He went to their crosstown quote-unquote rivals, and they gave up a bunch of prospects for him. Same with the Cubs. Like, if you don't sign Kyle Tucker, what'd you give up Cam Smith for 1 year of Kyle Tucker, when the Cubs right now, they're not expected to win the World Series or compete for the NL this season?
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. But I think that goes into my original question of the Astros being more interesting, is seeing how these things play out. And it kind of started ruminating in my mind when I heard earlier this week, I think it was on In the Loop with Reggie and John, talking about like not having fun watching this Astros team. And I get that, because you know they're losing more than they're winning right now. Yesterday was not fun. So maybe the timing of bringing this up isn't great after watching that team yesterday. But I would say, no question, I think this is the more interesting version of the Astros, I would say, that in a number of years. Like during this great run of the last almost close to a decade, because it's interesting to see how things are going to play out. I would almost compare it to, I have a lot of friends who are Patriots fans. And I think the Patriots, like post Tom Brady, became a lot more interesting, because with Brady, Belichick, you knew what you were going to get. They're going to win 13 games. They're going to win the division. They're going to play a certain style. They're going to go to the playoffs. And it's fun to win. Winning's the best part about sports. We all want to see our teams win, and we enjoy that. So ideally, you want the Astros to also win this year. I get that. But I think they're more interesting now to see how Cam Smith develops, to see Altuve in left field, if that works or how long it works for, to see if Lance McCullers comes back at some point and can bring something to the table for this team. To see what you get out of Wisniewski in the starting rotation or bullpen, whatever. Whatever's going to happen with these relievers. Is Paredes going to be some sort of third baseman of the future that can belt 30 homers because he's playing half of his games in Houston? And then also seeing the manager, where we talked about this a little bit yesterday, which also led to this question, where I think Joe Espada has to do more managing now than the previous two managers.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah.
He has to, you know, he has to massage this roster.
I don't
disagree
with that. I don't disagree
with that
at all. I think that's a really good point. But, I mean, hell, did your friends who are Patriots fans in your analogy, like, were they interested when they were winning three games, four games, five games in a season, you know, post Tom Brady? Like, it might have been, it was interesting, intriguing, like, maybe in the months following that, like, hey, what are these guys going to do post Tom Brady? And then now, obviously, post Belichick. And the reason why I'm asking that is because they, to me, and maybe there's bias here, but I think we're asking the question to people that do have the bias, that should have the bias, that are Astro fans, that follow this team, that live and die with them literally on a day in and day out basis during the regular season, is that, do you find this team more interesting now? To me, it's a no, because I was always interested. To me, it's interesting when you're contending legitimately and favored, and then you go out and do it. Get to an ALCS every single year, seven straight years. Like, I understand the question. Now, hey, it's not served up on a silver platter for you. It's not maybe the expected thing for you. You look at the Yankees, or you're looking at a Rangers resurgence, or you're looking to see what can happen in the AL Central. Is it going to be Cleveland? Is it going to be Detroit? You know, what have you. Whereas, hey, the Astros are trying something different. You know, the nucleus has been severely altered, that we've been very used to for the better part of a decade here. Now, yeah, let's see if they can continue to keep this window open with some of the elder statesmen, so to speak, and some of the new guys and younger guys. I get that. It's always fear of the unknown. In sports, we hold on to that hope in years and in off seasons that we have no business holding on to that hope for. Whereas our vision is blurred sometimes, where we should see an obvious rebuild, an obvious retool, an obvious teardown even at times. And we think, boy, yeah, they could still do it because XYZ players got a really solid track record. And I don't know that a lot of people believe in that right now, at least not given the outcomes in the first 12 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I just think it's too early to make or to change your opinion on it. However you felt in the offseason about individual players, even the team, the roster itself, I think you should still feel that way today. And I think when you look at the Astros, I do think they're more interesting than, say, 2 years ago, where you had all that stuff figured out, where you're trying to figure some things out. And now, of course, winning cures all. And like I said, if the Astros lose 85 games this year, it's not going to be a very fun season, of course. It hasn't been fun for the Angels fans in recent years.
Text line said that. Winning trumps interesting.
That's
definitely
fair. I won't disagree. Yeah. Absolutely. But let's assume, you know, they were expected to win 86 games in the eyes of Vegas this offseason, right? Like, let's assume they do meet their expectations, or they are a wild card team at least, or they make the playoffs, and they do it by piecing this new, as you said, like this new nucleus together, this new group, and you see what you have with your new third baseman and your prospects that came up and your Hall of Famer out in left field. I think there's a lot more storylines to this team. I think there's a lot more, obviously, to figure out. And I think that makes it more interesting than just like 2 years ago where, oh, hopefully Bregman's slow April, you know, ends before we get to May, something along those lines, where you had all that stuff figured out. There wasn't a lot of interest outside of actually winning the games. I think there's a lot more storylines with this roster for not only this year, but also, you know, beyond into the future for this franchise.
713-572-4610. What do you guys think? You can call or text in regards to that. I don't really disagree. Look, I'm going to live and die with this team no matter what. Went through those very lean years in the early 2010s when you couldn't even watch them on TV hardly or at all for the first year or two that, you know, Jim Crane took over. But yes, it's interesting. And I've come around to the business of sports more so here in recent years. And look, I'm 42. It took me a long time, but I always wanted my teams to
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Stay together, yeah. You know, for better or worse. And if you were an Astro, a Texan, or a Rocket, especially, I don't care about you getting up in age. I don't care about your game sliding a little bit. Like, let's add and develop some other pieces to put around you, not, you know, see if we can get out underneath of this contract before it's too late kind of a thing. I never thought about it in a business sense. And I think you have to, obviously, in this day, in sports culture, in business culture, you have to do that. And those are the decisions that maybe are easy for the organizations to make, but very difficult and almost impossible at times for fans to accept and swallow. And I think losing Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, certainly one of those. But I said this to PC the other day, dude. To me, this is a rarity. In an offseason in which you can lose Justin Verlander, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, and it's their decisions to do so. We know they tried, you know, to retain Alex Bregman to a degree. They even offered him a record deal under the Jim Crane era, maybe as Astros record deal, 6 years in terms of length. They made their decision. Ultimately, it's a rarity that you can still go into a season and be thought of as a competitor within the American League after losing so many great players, franchise icons, even Verlander and Bregman, and maybe a future one in Kyle Tucker. I think that's impressive. And so it's interesting in that point of view to see if the Astros can actually do that at season's end. We'll get back to a little more Astro convo later on. He's Luke Morrow, Sean Bajani, Tyler Milner.